Time now to take five for your community, a service of the Emerald Place at Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy. Today we have Angie Steiner and Sharon Mead with us from Davies Community Hospital. Ladies, good morning.
Good morning.
Sharon, we're going to start with you. You've got a big Think Pink event coming up tonight. Tell us what's going on.
Yes, we're having bingo for our Think Pink program. We want to raise funds at the hospital for our breast cancer program that we have with the foundation for women who are in need of getting service, breast health service, like with their mammogram, who don't have insurance or who have, say, a high deductible. We want ladies to be able to get their mammograms.
It's a great event, a great cause. Well, what all are you, do you have planned for tonight?
It's a fun event. For $15, you come and we play 15 games. Some of our prizes are like for 31 products. We have Pampered Chef products, Tastefully Simple, and other miscellaneous donated products. We have snacks for you. And all that, you can come to the door, pay $15, and have a good time and while supporting a good cause.
Absolutely. Where are you going to do this again?
It's at the Education Center. Doors open at 6, and we'll start the games at 6:30.
Great. So come on out, and probably wear your pink, too, right?
Exactly.
Be sure to come out in pink and to the Education Center tonight for this big fundraiser, great cause. Again, it's going to be a lot of fun. 6 o'clock, the things get underway at the Davies Community Hospital Education Room. And Angie, you've got another event coming up too, just around the corner for the foundation. I guess first we should talk about the foundation a little bit. I think you made some good points there. You just mentioned before we went on the air, a lot of people don't realize all that the foundation does there at DCH. They do quite a bit.
That's correct. The foundation is a separate entity from the hospital in that it's a fundraising body. We do many different projects that people probably are not aware of. One would be the Bedford Road entrance to the hospital, which, as we talked about earlier, is the original entrance to the hospital after the orphanage. The next addition to the hospital was that piece. That project was well over $100,000 that the foundation raised, and it was a beautification project.
It looks really, really good, too.
Yeah.
A big difference on the Bedford Road side of the hospital now.
Yeah. And the foundation does many, many projects, anything from IV poles within the hospital units to sleep sacks, which are kind of like a swaddle, or it's a little more than just a onesie for a newborn. It takes the place of both a sleeper and a blanket. So there are fewer or no blankets in the crib with a newborn, which improves their health and well-being and helps prevent SIDS deaths. The foundation has done many other projects, including we have a laptop that moms can watch their newborn if the newborn is transferred to St. Mary's or Indy because of complications or being premature. That laptop is connected to kind of a Skype or a service that will allow them to watch their baby 24 hours a day until they're released to go to and be with the baby.
Wow.
So the projects that we have going on at the foundation are tremendous. They help our patients in so many ways. And then on May 6th, we're having an event called Navigating the Stretch, which is a Kentucky Derby party. It's always held on the same day as the Kentucky Derby. And the funds raised at that party go directly into the foundation account to help the patient navigator program, which is what Sharon does at the hospital. So it's not just breast cancer, it's all types of cancer. And when someone's diagnosed, then Sharon is the one who jumps in and is part of their team to help them navigate through all of the insurance, medications, doctor appointments, and everything that's involved with that.
Well, and that's so important. And Sharon, you can do this because you have actual firsthand knowledge of this, don't you?
Yes, I am a two-time cancer survivor, and I want people to know that I'm here just every step of the way with them to help them get through this tough time.
That's an awesome thing. Again, Sharon is always there to help and answer questions and help you through with the patient navigator. They're at DCH now. And the Derby Party is to help keep that program going strong. And if you want to be a part of the Derby Party, do you still have tickets available, Angie?
We do. And you can call the hospital at 812-254-8858. You can let me know if you're coming. Tickets are available for singles, couples, and tables of eight. And it's a great cause. All the money goes into the foundation funds for the Navigator program.
It is a great cause. So, and you guys have a lot of fun with this, too. You want to get your derby hats out and ties and all that good stuff.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. We have prizes for best hat for the women, best tie for the men. We watch the race live and fun with friendly wagers and great food and dancing entertainment.
There you go.
It's a lot of fun.
Guys, thank you so much. And real quick again tonight, Sharon, doors open at 6.
6. Game started 6:30. Come out and have a good time and support a good cause.
Sounds good. And the education room at Davies Community Hospital. Well, guys, again, thanks for coming in. Keep up the great work there at DCH and through the foundation and all that you're doing for the community. We appreciate you guys taking time for us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take 5 for your community, a service of the Emerald Place and Williams Brothers Healthcare Pharmacy.